What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI. On WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, we're about to go behind the glass here and do a What If Wednesday. But before we do, we would like to extend, as a show, heartfelt congratulations to Drake May and his longtime girlfriend, whose name, I don't know what her name is. Does anyone know what her name is? Can someone look that up, please?
I don't know.
Maybe I should have done that, but it just happened like 5 seconds ago. Drake May just posted on Instagram that him and his girlfriend just got engaged.
Ann Hudson. Damn it.
She's
off the market. My chances
Ann
are
May.
Over.
There it is. Yeah, I know. That's too bad. You know, you'll just have to be the other man.
So that means we can get off the criticism. Like, this was clearly planned.
Well,
this...
he couldn't. He's not going to come back, right? Like,
right.
If the plan was to go down there and propose to the girlfriend, you can't be mad at him for not flying back to Foxborough for a day.
But I can,
for the Vrabel thing,
still be mad that he didn't talk the day after the season ended.
You can be mad about that.
Unless
yes,
he got on a, like,
listen, this is America and this is Boston Sports Radio. You can be mad about anything you want. But I wouldn't be mad about it. It's a stupid thing to be mad
Congrats to those two kids.
And they were kids when they started dating, I think,
I like
right?
it. Yeah, and good for him. You know, he's now in the big leagues, making some dough, and locked down his long term girlfriend.
I didn't know where that was going for.
Wasn't sure either. Yeah,
I love Stiz. The uncertainty of what he's such a nice, shy boy at times, and then you're not quite sure where it's going. There's a little edginess behind it.
And sometimes with these guys, like, you know, with these young sports superstars, if they have a long-time girlfriend, as soon as they get drafted or whatever, that girlfriend...
See you later. See,
I actually think out the door. Less, though. I think if they make it from high school to the NFL...
And it's a long time, like, high school sweetheart type of thing. Yeah,
because Drew had that. Drew Bledsoe had that. I believe Justin Herbert, Trevor Lawrence. There's a few of them that I...
Isn't that the Mahomes thing, too? Or
yeah,
was
Mahomes,
that college?
No, I think Mahomes, too.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think if you make the lead, if you make it to the NFL, you're going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Cute kids.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call them.
Good for them. Good for Drake. And good for Ann
Hudson.
Yes.
Ann Hudson. Good for Ann Hudson.
And Michael Hudson was the full thing that came up, if you care.
And her middle name's Michael?
What
is
it
that,
says.
Is that normal?
And Michael, quarterback Drake May and girlfriend Ann Michael Hudson.
So sure, doesn't say like Michelle?
Unless I have a letter-related disease that I don't know about, it says Michael.
Okay.
Is that normal for a woman to have a male middle name?
I gotta be. I don't know. I've never heard that.
It's a North Carolina thing.
Could be.
And I don't really want to go too far down it, because, like, it could be the name of her dead dad or something.
Right.
And, like, you're being an a-hole.
Right. I know on The Office, Gabe's middle name was Susan, very famously. Gabe Susan Lewis. Remember
okay.
that? And he goes, what's in it for GSL? All that.
Who am I?
Anyways, congratulations.
That's good for him. Settles his life down.
Yeah.
Legitimate relate. Now he can focus just on football.
Mm-hmm. Just on football and nothing else.
Damn right. That's all I need him focusing on.
All right. It's Wednesday. That means it's a What If Wednesday, so let's get going behind the glass.
It's time to go behind the glass on WEEI Afternoons.
All right, here we go. We are getting our
is this your last?
This is it. This is my final What If Wednesday. I know.
What if our kid doesn't leave?
Hey, I get one too. Get over here. I'm not off the show yet. Get your ass back in here.
If Ted's sick, are you going to fill in with me?
Hopefully not.
Ah, you screw you. Dead.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I don't know. I haven't been approached about that. You go ahead.
Okay. I have, what if... Oh, Tatum doesn't hurt his ankle in Game 7 versus the Heat.
And then they go on to the finals to play the Lakers, right? Is that who the Heat lost to?
Yeah.
That was the COVID year? Is that what we're talking about?
I assume so.
I'm trying to remember, Nick, because they choked to the Heat a couple of times. But Tatum lost. Okay, so I think they would have... That's a tough one. I think for... what do you think, first of all? It's your question.
I don't think anything would have changed.
No?
I think they would have not won the title. I think we do this with Tatum a little too often, and others, and we make excuses, and we sort of magnify things. I don't think much would have changed, quite honestly.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure about that either. I mean, I think that the bigger question I would ask is, what if he'd shown up in the finals against Golden State? Because that's really, I mean, the injury against the Heat, they still had another round to go.
Yeah.
Against Golden State, they were there. They had made it. They had gotten past Miami. They had gotten past everybody. And here they are, ready to take down the last dynasty. Like, that was really set up perfectly for them. And Tatum didn't show up.
Nope.
I mean, he didn't show up in that entire series. And he was banged up and fine, whatever. But that's sort of more of a, I think, maybe a little bit more interesting, is if he had shown up and played well and they had beaten the Warriors then, and that started, that sort of kick-started the dynasty, I don't know that we'd have Derek White. I can't talk, Jesus. I don't know that we have Derek White or Jrue Holiday or Kristaps Porzingis or any of those guys. I think that could have been...
A bad thing?
Well, no, not necessarily, but it would have been a different trajectory for sure.
Yes. Oh, I agree with you 100%, because I think the pressure and the alterations, and now the what everybody thinks is by far the best roster in depth in terms of starting lineup in the NBA, you're right, may not have come to fruition, but you would have had an earlier title. And maybe that changes the way you look at Tatum and Brown and that evolution. I don't know. So the Golden, which one, was that the wrist, the Golden State, where everybody thought he had a bad wrist in that series and he didn't play well? I think that was the wrist slash hand injury that was supposedly affecting his shooting. But the ankle one, I don't think it really changes anything.
Yeah, probably not. All right, mine is, what if the Red Sox hadn't sold Babe Ruth to the Yankees for $125,000 so that Harry Frazee could finance his play of No-No Nanette? That's an interesting one, because while the curse of the Bambino was certainly a real thing, it did start there, but it was a lot of things that happened afterwards. First of all, in those days, the playoffs were just the World Series. Like, that was it. You'd get to the end of the year, there'd be two teams. It wasn't like there were wild card teams or anything else. It was the best team here and the best team there, and they played in the World Series. And I think that was, like, the entire playoffs.
Yeah.
So,
you had to win the pennant.
Right, you had to win the pennant just to compete there. I think the Red Sox probably would have won more World Series, because they won a few with Babe Ruth. He was a pitcher and a hitter. Shohei Ohtani before Shohei Ohtani, 100 years before. And I think the Yankees wouldn't have been as good. But the Yankees also got DiMaggio and Mantle and Gehrig and, like, all these other guys. So, you know, it would have been much more of a rivalry than it ended up being. The Yankees just became this wagon, and they rolled over everybody, and the Red Sox were irrelevant for however many years until they finally started competing again. But I think that would have made the Red Sox-Yankee rivalry way better, because the Yankees still would have gotten all their guys, and the Red Sox would have had Babe Ruth, and they probably would have gone back and forth a lot instead of the Yankees just steamrolling everybody. So, Red Sox-Yankees is considered one of the best rivalries in sports. If Babe had stayed in Boston, it would have been 100 times better, I think. That's my take.
Yes. Well, I mean, you wouldn't have Yankee Stadium, wouldn't be the house that Ruth built. I don't think the Yankees become the dominant franchise, because I'm a big believer in butterfly effect. And once you remove Ruth, I don't know how everything else plays out after that.
Yeah.
You know, and for the Red Sox, now I will say,
the Red Sox probably would have traded him some other team.
Sure.
Probably would have, if you didn't sell him off to the Yankees, he probably would have gone somewhere else. Yeah.
So in 1919, he hit 29 home runs. He had already led the league for 2 years before he was sold.
Mm-hmm.
And then it blew up to 54, 59. He had led the league 2 years in a row. You know, then he's hitting 40, 60, 50, the whole way along there. But would he have hit less home runs?
No.
I mean, Fenway's got a tougher...
That's true, yeah. It's tougher to hit him in Fenway.
Field.
Yeah.
So then he might have less home runs. So then all these home run chases, career home run leaders, are Hank Aaron, it's a different chase. It's a... Like, everything changes.
Yeah.
right? Everything would be different. Maybe he gets hurt in Boston. Maybe he's not as durable and plays as many games. Who knows? There's everything changes.
Yeah.
I do know it would have changed the whole idea of, like, you know, the curse of the Bambino and the Red Sox and the chase. And I can't imagine.
Would have been cool if Babe played with Ted Williams. But I didn't think they were. They didn't overlap. I think Babe was done in like the mid
30s.
And Ted was like in the 40s, maybe. Maybe it was a year or two. I don't know.
Babe was done being good in 33, 34, okay. And then he was out after 35.
And what was Williams' first year? Like 38 or 39? I don't know. It was probably around then. Stiz, you got something?
We do have a what if you guys want to get to it.
It's
up to you.
Let's hear it.
Hold on here.
39 was Ted Williams' first year.
So they wouldn't have overlapped.
Led the league in RBI first year.
Mm. What if Robert Kraft had hired Mike Vrabel last year over Gerard Mayo?
Ooh, good one.
Dan?
I think we did this. Yeah, did go ahead, Dan.
Dan, you want to take a stab?
I think we're still talking about a team that's fully in the rebuild, but you're one step. There's two things. You're one step ahead of where you are now. You're still probably a 5-6 win team. You guys talked about how he himself brings a win or two just in the culture. But I think the conversation around the Patriots and, you know, the fans that we hear from every day is completely different, where there's hope for the future. There's expectations that you'll take a step and compete for a wild card spot this year versus this year where it's, well, we just got done being told for a month that we're the problem as fans. So I think the conversation is completely different.
Yeah, there's a much more positive feel, a more certainty in terms of positivity and developing and building, and Drake May, and the defense was probably better, if we're being honest. I think everything changes. I think Ball's right. Like, you don't have all the missteps in the media from the coach and or the players.
You're not picking top five, that's for sure.
You're not picking top five. You have a lower draft pick, and you don't care because you felt like you took a bigger step forward last year. I bet you the linemen would be better. I bet you guys like Layden Robinson and Wallace would have been better because you would have had a different staff, potentially a more competent, capable coaching staff. Everything would be better. Perillo, you listening?
Yeah.
Screw you, Perillo.
There you go.
By the way, radio, Perillo bitch slapped me for having May and Vrabel in the top 10 combo of coaches and QBs.
Kind of deserve that.
He's like, imagine if May had won more than one game as a rookie, how high you'd have him.
He'd be number one. He'd unseat Mahomes.
Screw you,
Perillo. By the way, the 2023 season, it was Miami who played the Nuggets. Everyone's all mad at us for this because we were mixing up the year. But yeah, it was 2023 when Tatum hurt his ankle against Miami and they didn't go on to play the Nuggets. I don't know if they would have beat the Nuggets that year.
No chance.
Not, but probably not, yeah.
No chance they beat the Nuggets.
Yeah. Nuggets were killer that year. All right, there you go. That is another edition, and the final edition for me anyway, of What If Wednesday here on WEEI Afternoons. We'll come back and wrap things up next with Odds and Ends.
Now, more of Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
Odds and Ends brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easiest way to donate your car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K and the number 4. Just give them a call at 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Odds and ends today. I found this story very amusing. You ever watch the show Catfish, Andy? You know that show? Are you familiar with it?
Yes.
I love that show. I've seen every single episode of Catfish. I know it's probably not even real anymore. I don't know if it ever was real. But I've watched every single second of that show. I am obsessed with that show. And actually, one time, Neve from the Catfish called in to my old late night show.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
I got him to call in. He was at a Celtics game. He got kicked out of the game. He tweeted about it, and I follow him on Twitter, obviously. I said, Neve, tell me, call in to my show and tell me about your experience getting kicked out. Because they moved up to better seats than they had.
They kick you out for that?
I guess, yeah.
Huh.
And it was a playoff game against Cleveland. They were getting their ass kicked, and Neve and his friends decided to move up into better seats, and they got kicked out. So he called in, and it was like the best day of my life, and I loved that show. There is a lady who got catfished so hard by someone pretending to be Brad Pitt that she's out like a lot of money. Listen to this.
French woman says she was scammed out of her life savings by an AI Brad Pitt. The 53-year-old woman named Anne revealed that she was scammed out of $850,000 after believing she was in a long-term relationship with the real Hollywood star. The scam began when she was contacted by a scammer claiming to be Pitt's mother, who told me that her son needed someone like me.
Stop it right there, sis, real quick. Can you just stop it real quick? That's a funny way to make contact, right?
It worked.
A 53-year-old woman was reached out to by someone claiming to be Brad Pitt's mother, who said, you know, you'd be perfect for my Brad.
Because, you know, Brad struggles to find
Brad.
Women.
Yes, Brad does struggle. He got divorced from Angelina, and since then it's been very hard for him to find women suitors, which, you know, listen, it's tough for everybody out there.
It's not like he's Brad Pitt.
So he has to have his mother go and call and text random people and get them to do it. Anyway, go ahead, Stiz.
Did more than a year. Anne explained on a French television network, "At first I said to myself that it was fake, that it's ridiculous, but I'm not used to social media, and I didn't really understand what was happening to me." Using AI technology to emulate the once upon a time in Hollywood actor, the scammer sent personalized photos and messages to the woman, leading her to believe the hoax. They later coerced her into sending over nearly $1 million for a kidney treatment. They pretended that Pitt was unable to access his bank accounts due to his high-profile divorce from Angelina Jolie.
You know, since the Sun, you can stop it right there. It says, you know, that happens when, you know, a multi-millionaire and another multi-millionaire get divorced. All of a sudden, they can't afford treatment for. Right.
Anything, I was literally about to say, well, let's cut her some slack because these AI videos and pictures, I've been duped on social media a few times with things. They are really good. Once we got to the $1 million part, oh my God.
$1 million for a kidney transplant. So that Brad Pitt could not afford.
Yeah. No wonder Brad's mom reached out. I mean, if Angelina's holding his bank accounts hostage, then clearly she's not the one for him.
Why doesn't she have any money to pay for the treatment?
And can I also say, too, by the way,
not our problem.
This is probably going to change as the thing is the technology is very quickly evolving, but I feel like it's really easy to tell when a picture's AI. Am I crazy? Like, I feel like it's very easy to tell than when a picture's not real.
Like when that baby fought a panda bear that somebody sent me the other day?
It was realistic. It looked like a real baby and a real panda bear.
No, that one
fighting.
Was real.
Oh, is that? Okay,
it
that
was
one was
sick.
Real. Whenever there's like a person in an AI picture, you know how to tell it's AI? The hands. AIs can't get hands right. There's always like too many fingers or the fingers are the wrong size or something weird like that. But that's how you can tell if you can't just tell from it being an AI picture. Dan, do you get fooled by AI stuff or do you agree with me?
No, I think you're right. But you have to be used to social media to know where to zoom in and what the nuances are that are going
to
tell
you
apart.
You don't have to be used to anything so you know that
Brad Pitt is not
interested in you. And if he is interested in you, he's only interested in you to get $1 million to pay for his cancer.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to take the other side of this. That's ridiculous and stupid, but I don't know.
I can actually accept the you're so lonely and Brad Pitt. Like, but then when Brad Pitt needs your money, now we've really crossed the line. Like, that is hell, didn't Shania Twain write about Brad Pitt? It's not like he's Brad Pitt or something is the line in that song.
Oh, yeah, right.
Was he the subject of that Don't Impress Me Much?
Yes. Yes. And this guy just happened to stumble upon you via his mother on social media, but he also needs cancer surgery. I mean, what are we doing?
I don't know. I buy it.
She was in deep, you know? And that's the thing with
pause.
You know, well, he was. That's what happens.
I think that was the goal.
Yeah.
It was a deep fake.
It was the idea. I think that, you know, a good rule is that even if you're getting pictures, personalized pictures, probably Brad Pitt in the hospital gown holding up a sign that says, I love you, Ann, or whatever it is.
Got to have the newspaper for the day of, right? Don't you have to do that to prove that it's the day?
Yeah, but you could do that with AI, too. You got to meet in person, right? Like, that's it. If you're not meeting in person.
Well, he's sick. He can't travel with cancer.
Well, you know.
And he can't see you because you could bring COVID, so we can't be together for a while until
you
get healthy.
Yeah, you know what? That's true.
So you should spun it.
You should give $1 million to the fake Brad Pitt, actually.
I mean, I just think it's cool that she had $1 million to give.
If some hot
chick asked me for $1 million, I'd be like, I really want to because you're really hot, but I don't have $1 million just lying around that I can give to you. So that's part of the story here. She had $1 million to give.
I don't want
to
give a hot girl $1 million. Like, and what does that do?
You're not Skip Bayless?
How does that help me? I am not Skip Bayless, unfortunately. Unfortunately
poor
for all
Tate
of us.
McRae, she won't be getting your money.
I know. And I heard she has this kidney problem.
Poor young Tate McRae.
She's been DMing me. I saw her in the hospital.
Luckily.
But her mother's in charge of the finances.
She's still on her parents' insurance. Don't
that's
worry.
That's true. That's a good point. All right. That's all the time we have here today. I want to say thanks to Adam Schefter. I want to say thanks to Scal. We are back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. It is a Tommy Curran Thursday. Stick around. Fitzy and Lyons have you for the duration of the evening. We're back tomorrow at 2 right here on WEEI. See ya.
See ya.